Kidnapped BBC Gaza correspondent Alan Johnston appeared in a new video released by his captors. VOA's Jim Teeple has details from our Jerusalem Bureau. And your text. The video shows Johnston wearing what he says is an explosives belt of the type worn by suicide bombers. He warns against any rescue attempt, saying his captors will detonate the belt if one is made.
As you can see, I've been dressed in what is an explosive belt, which the kidnappers say will be detonated if there's any attempt to storm this area. They say they're ready to turn the hideout into what they describe as a death zone if there's an attempt to free me by force.
The BBC issued a statement Monday calling the video distressing for Johnston's family and his colleagues, asking those holding him to release him immediately. Johnston was abducted on March 12th, and nothing was heard from him until a video was released on June 1st by a little-known militant group called Jaish al-Islam. The group demanded the release of a radical Muslim cleric, Abu Qatada al-Filistini, who is in British custody, suspected of having links to al-Qaeda. The group is believed to be headed by a member of the Dagmush family, a powerful Gaza clan long involved in smuggling and other criminal activities in the region. Last week, after Hamas Islamic militants took control of the Gaza Strip, defeating Fatah forces, Hamas leaders hinted Johnston would be released soon. However, Hamas leaders also say those holding Johnston are demanding guarantees they will face no reprisals for the kidnapping. In his remarks Monday, Johnston hinted that a resolution to his ordeal might come soon.
It seems the answer is to return to negotiations, which I'm told were very close to achieving a deal.
Based in the Gaza Strip for 3 years, Alan Johnston was the only foreign correspondent permanently posted there. A number of other journalists and aid workers have also been abducted in Gaza by various Palestinian factions, but Johnston's kidnapping has been by far the longest. More than 170,000 people from around the world have signed a petition on the BBC website calling for his immediate release. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.
As you can see, I've been dressed in what is an explosive belt, which the kidnappers say will be detonated if there's any attempt to storm this area. They say they're ready to turn the hideout into what they describe as a death zone if there's an attempt to free me by force. It seems the answer is to return to negotiations, which I'm told were very close to achieving a deal.